you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Happy New Year to you. All of us here at the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show sincerely hope that your celebration was a good one, and more importantly, a safe one. You know, it seems like there are always at least a couple of tragic stories that surface around New Year's Eve, and they are almost inevitably somehow connected to alcohol. And if you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show long enough, you already know that I'm not opposed to people drinking alcohol. I'm just opposed to me drinking alcohol. I know most of you can handle the devil water just fine, but for me, alcohol is just not the answer. Actually, it makes me forget the question, as the old saying goes. So I gave up distilled spirits for my spirituality's sake, if you will. Vodka always convinced me I could dance. And if any of you have seen me dance, you know already I can't dance. So I needed a dose of reality, not to mention a little sobriety. But I must admit, I do kind of miss telling all my friends how much I love them at 2 a.m. And it is a lot of fun going to, like, a New Year's Eve party and watching other people get snookered. It's especially intriguing for me to notice how the noise level in the room elevates as the evening wears on. Ah, yes, alcohol. Some of the best times I'll never be able to remember. Well, that's enough about my former vices. What was the name of that old Doobie Brothers album? What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. Wasn't that it? Yeah. Bad habits, I might add. And as a former DJ, I can tell you What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits was not one of the most successful Doobie Brothers albums. Now, Blackwater was the biggest hit off that album, but they did chart one other single called Another Park, Another Sunday. It was a song about a guy who wanders alone in public parks because his girlfriend left him. That sounds a little weird. But I was a much bigger fan of Toulouse Street. Wasn't that their first album? Yeah, Listen to the Music, Jesus Is Just All Right, Rockin' Down the Highway. Now, I know a lot of kids back in the 70s liked the Doobie Brothers because of their name, you know, Happy Smoke and all that. But I liked them because of their harmonies. Or at least that's what I told the police. Oh, my. How did I survive to be 69 years old? Miracle from God. Okay, time to put my youth in the rearview mirror and rock on down the highway to the tune of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because food don't cook itself now, does it? Well, I guess that's not necessarily true, come to think of it, at least to a certain extent, because there are all kinds of handy little gadgets out there, as my mother used to say. That was one of her favorite phrases. That's a right handy little gadget. But she would undoubtedly appreciate some of these newfangled contraptions that we use to cook with these days. I even got one for Christmas, and I'll talk about that later when we visit with my old radio partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. Oh, and I promise not to talk too much about football with Fred this week. I'm going to talk about it myself. As a matter of fact, I've got an email right over here. Here it is. Randy, you talk about football too much. Talk about cooking. That's why we listen to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Hey, I'm sorry, but we talk about a lot of different things on this show. And what goes better with football than food? Cooking. I guess eating, to be exact. In fact, we ate pretty well during those two college football playoff games last Monday. So tell us what you cooked up, or maybe what you're going to cook up for the national championship game. Or I guess I should say round two of the SEC championship game. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that it's come down to Alabama and Georgia. I'll pick the Tide because I think they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, kind of like they did against Oklahoma. And yes, I got that prediction completely wrong, I admit it. I told you to remind me, and several of you did. Here's one example. Just goes to show how little you know about football. Georgia's defense made Baker Mayfield look mediocre. Well, I don't know if I'll go quite that far. But OU most definitely did not appear to be in rhythm on offense in the second half. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan. I think he's an egotistical jerk. But he has been a great player in college, hasn't he? The NFL, that might be another matter, but Baker Mayfield deserved the Heisman Trophy. And I'll confess, I was shocked the Sooners didn't play better in the second half. Well, okay, that's enough about football. We should be talking about the roasted chicken, couscous, and green peas my wife whipped up for dinner that night. It was fantastic. But all of you already know that my wife's a good cook. I, on the other hand, am a piker. I'm a novice. I'm a wannabe. I can talk a good game on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, but that's more broadcaster than chef. I can talk my way out of or into just about any mess you can imagine. But then again, it is what I do, what I have done for a living for the last 50-plus years. But when it comes to cooking, well, let's just say Google is your friend. And since we've had some severely cold weather lately, I thought we'd talk about that a little bit. Well, I should emphasize, it's severely cold weather for Houston, anyway. One of my oldest friends in broadcasting is Greg Lucas. He used to work for Fox Sports Southwest, covered the Astros and the Rangers on TV for years. I'm sure you know who he is. Greg and I first worked together in Korea, of all places. We were both stationed there during our time in the Army. He was the sports anchor on the nightly news on Armed Forces Television, and I did the same job on the weekends. We even worked a football game together on AFRTS. It was between the two armored divisions from the Korean DMZ. It was an annual event. Anyway, Greg Lucas is originally from Indiana. And I saw where Greg posted something on Facebook this last week that I thought was pretty funny. I'm going to have to paraphrase him now because I'm just way too lazy to look it up. But it was something like, these overnight lows in the 20s and daytime highs in the 40s are what we people from Indiana call spring. It reminded me all over again how Greg used to laugh at me when I complained about how cold it was in Korea. It's all just a matter of perspective, I suppose. And you know, people up in places like Indiana pack away their outdoor cookers this time of year. But I personally enjoy grilling in cold weather, if for no other reason than it's a good way to stay warm, you know, standing by an open flame and all. But there are some safety issues you should know about when you grill in cold weather. Google is your friend, so I looked it up. The first rule, and most likely the most obvious, is bundle up and stay warm, but you need to be careful about things like scarves or tassels or fluffy coats because they'll catch on fire. Now, I know that might sound a little obvious, but there's a reason why commercials include the line, "Do not try this at home." Apparently because there are some people stupid enough to actually try this at home. So be careful. And another good safety tip is never grill inside your garage or even under an overhang. True, it's a great way to become really good friends with all those nice people down at the fire department. But when they've put the fire out, they're going to go back to the station and you're the one that's going to have to go find a hotel room to live in for a while. And remember to be patient. When you grill and the temperature is below freezing, that's going to always lead to longer cooking times. But it does help if you keep the lid closed. Oh, and just one more tip. If you're using charcoal, buy an extra bag of briquettes, you know, just in case. And position your grill at a 90-degree angle to the wind. That'll help mitigate those gusty winds. Hey, don't thank me. I didn't think of it. Thank Weber. It's on their website. I told you, Google is your friend. And while you're online, be sure you visit our website too. It's theoutdoorcookingshow.com. And give us a like, please. We love to get likes. Or drop us a private message on our Facebook page. It's really easy to find. It's The Outdoor Cooking Show. And as the talk show host Larry Elder says, if you don't use too many four-letter words, I might even read it on the air. Oh, which reminds me, here's one more from the old email bag. Hey, We want to hear more backyard chefs. You keep promising more backyard chefs, but we're still waiting for more backyard chefs. Well, wait no more, my friends, because today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going all foodies all the time. No, it's not BFF, best friends forever. It's FFF, foodie friends forever.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We heard you. You said you wanted to hear from more backyard chefs. So we are now pleased to welcome Dwayne Von Schmidt to the show. Hi, Dwayne.
How are you today, sir?
Doing well. Enjoy the holidays?
They were pretty phenomenal. Had a great time. Cooked way too much, but other than that, that's par for the course.
Well, Dwayne is another one of Greg Berlocker's foodie friends and most definitely a backyard chef. So why don't you start out by giving us your background, where you were born, grew up, educated, all that kind of thing.
I'm originally born and raised here in Houston, didn't start traveling until in my early 20s, went to Hawaii, was in the hospitality business there for about 6-7 years, went to San Antonio, still in the hospitality hotel business, started running restaurants whenever I was on the Riverwalk, came back, worked on Lake Conroe, I ran the marina and the health spa for Del Lago, and then after that, I went out to Surfside Marina. I was the opening GM of Surfside Marina. Now, you wouldn't believe me, I told you what I do for a living. I play laser tag for a living. I'm an event manager for Battlefield Houston. It's over off of West Little York. And I think I'm pretty lucky. I get to play all day.
That sounds like fun. But you say you were in the hospitality business, but you were not a professional chef, right?
No, sir, I was not. When I was in Hawaii, I worked for Hyatt, and I had 5 roommates, and every single one of them was a chef, a pastry chef, a couple sous chef, a garmage, and a head chef. I wasn't allowed in the kitchen. I was this guy from Texas that we would pound meat and make chicken fried steaks, and that's really not exactly what they would call culinary cuisine to them over there. But I learned quite a bit from living with them. I finally started getting some kitchen time, showing them what I was raised on. I have a German father and a Hispanic mother, so I had a pretty big realm of food to go through. I think one of my best ones is I cooked it. Do you remember when the Super Bowl came around and they always had these turkeys that had these extra legs pricked on them?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody had anything to do with the wings. I took the wings and turned them into pterodactyl wings, buffalo wings kind of a thing. And they were like, okay, that's pretty good. They don't have crawfish in Hawaii. You're not allowed to have crawfish in Hawaii. But I had a connection with the Hyatt Regency in New Orleans, and he sent me a case of wink, wink beer that had about 40 pounds of crawfish in them. He transferred to me, and we had a crawfish boil there. They thought that was the next best thing to a ballpoint pen. Of course, it was spicy, but they loved that stuff. Got in a little bit of trouble doing that, but I was always real good about asking for forgiveness before I did for permission.
Well, Dwayne, what's it like living in a house full of working chefs? You got any good stories you can tell us?
Well, I mean, living with all these different chefs and all these different personalities, trying to get kitchen time was kind of hard because everybody had ideas. Now, the pastry chef girl that I lived with, she was from Jersey, and she was quite a prankster. She would always sprinkle us with sugar at night. Don't ask me why she would do that, but she thought it was the best thing for you to wake up and have conventional sugar sprinkled on top, and you wake up, and I mean, it's a sweet tasting gesture, but I don't know why she does that, but she did that for years. And I think that's probably the oddest thing. But other than that, we all lived and worked at the same place, and we worked long hours. Very rarely all 5 of us were there together at one time. Cooking at home was pretty interesting because they would do their experimentations at home, and I learned from their experimentations. And they brought home a prime rib one time, and I ended up pounding it out and making chicken fried steak with it. And they thought that was the worst thing in the world. But it definitely it disappeared a lot quicker than what most everybody else did because I made a nice red-eye gravy, went on top of it, and we had more access to sweet potatoes than we did regular potatoes. And that's how I made my mashed potatoes. And what ribeye chicken fried steak is pretty awesome.
I bet so. Now, this was in Hawaii. Talk about cooking Hawaiian style.
The stuff that they would cook in the ground is pretty awesome. The emu pig, their equivalents to a luau is like, I guess, Sweet 16 coming out kind of party. Whenever somebody had a baby, they would have a big get together and they would cook pigs. And when they cook these pigs, and then they did it, it's an all day affair. They would always put stuff along the side up on top, it would be ready in a couple of hours rather than the whole 8 to 10 hours that the pig was down inside there. Now, me being a Texas boy, there was two things that I didn't eat. One was raw fish because we called it bait, and the other one was mullet. They got a mullet and wrapped it in a tea leaf and put onions, peppers, tomatoes, and mayonnaise in the cavity and surrounded around the mullet, and it's still a mullet. Well, they handed it to me, and of course, I'm a gentleman. I'm going to have my no thank you helping, and I ate that thing, and they were amazed. They said that I eat like a Samoan because I ate the whole thing. It was pretty awesome. You know, down in Texas, only thing we use mullet for is bait. We don't really eat that around here, but it's a different type of mullet. These Texas is black mullet, and they have a white mullet, and I think it's like a Florida mullet. They do the same thing there. But it was pretty awesome. It was really good.
Now, we understand you're pretty good friends with Dave Fremont of our brand sponsor, Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. What's your connection to Dave?
Me and Dave go back probably 10, maybe 12 years with Texas City Dave. We went kayak fishing together, him and another gentleman by the name Canna. We fished that area. He basically, he's the guy who knows everything down there, that's for sure. We fished Moss Lake, had a great time. Never paddled to the lock before. I thought that was pretty interesting, but it was pretty cool. We had a good time. Dave is definitely the steward of Texas City Dike. He knows just about anything, and he just likes to share what he knows and his knowledge with everybody, and you don't find that very often. You know, one thing my father instilled in me, teaching me how to fish, he also taught me to be a steward, to teach other people and to express with other people what fishing and the outdoors is all about. And I hope I make my dad proud when I do that, because I love taking people fishing, watching their expression on their face. I think it's one of the only things you can do that still makes you feel like a child or have those feelings of a child of excitement, even at the age of 53. Yes, sir.
Boyd's One Stop is a great place to get seafood, and you're a diehard fisherman. So give us an example of a recipe for seafood that you love especially.
Chili crab. That's probably one of my favorite things, as well as crawfish. One of the big things that I do with the crawfish, that instead of just putting crawfish, I put artichokes, andouille sausage, portobello mushrooms. I like all that stuff inside there, definitely. But crawfish, and nobody has the best crawfish around here other than Boyd's.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And you mentioned bait a few moments ago, but yet Greg Berlocker, our executive producer, tells us you have a special dish you call bacon sushi. Now, bacon sushi, isn't that an oxymoron?
It is. It's a play on words. A few years back, there was a big fad of people making fat fatties, which is a bacon wrap around proteins. And I kind of cut it short a little bit to where I get 5 strips of bacon, lay it out flat on a sushi roll. And on top of that, to mimic rice, like in the sushi roll, I'll get boudin sausage and put a flat layer inside of on top of the bacon strips. And then I'll get andouille sausage, cut it in quarters, put that inside there, some white cheese, portobello mushrooms cut in big chunks. See what else. You can put just about anything you want to inside there. Of course, pepper. Then you roll that thing up, and it's about the thickness of a Coke can and about 10 inches long. Put that on a smoker. Smoke it for 3.5 to 4 hours, 225. Every 30 minutes, go out there and paint it with your favorite barbecue sauce where it gets nice and sticky. When it's done, cut it in slices, and when you flip it on its side, it looks like a sushi roll.
Hence, bacon sushi.
And you can use just about anything you want to, but it's definitely rich. It's definitely unique. It usually goes pretty quick. I can cook 3 of them, and they're gone by the time I finish cutting the other one up. It's pretty funny.
This has been our new foodie friend forever. It's Dwayne Von Schmid. He lives in Tomball. He's also a dedicated fisherman and a good friend of Dave Fremont, Texas City Dave, down at Boyd's One Stop on the Texas City Dike. Thanks for your time, Dwayne. We know we're going to have you back on. I got your phone number. I know where to find you now, okay?
I look forward to it. You guys have a great day.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's time to reconnect now with one of our favorite transplanted Cajun foodies, Shane Mesh. Welcome back, Shane.
Hey, welcome, Randy. How are you today?
Doing great. First time we spoke to you on this show, you were in Kazakhstan, but you're back in the United States now. How long were you there?
I was there for about a year, Randy, and, you know, it was a, It was an interesting experience, and enjoyed the people there.
Well, I had much the same experience. I was in Korea for a year in the Army, and I remember that time very fondly, but I was also very happy to get back to America. Do you feel the same way?
Be honest with you, a few things were a little overwhelming when you walk away from all of the multitude of choices we have here and all the advertisement to come back to the business of Houston. Believe it or not, it was a little overwhelming, and I had to kind of step back a bit. I miss the peace and quiet of the remote areas sometimes.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. What are your fondest memories of Kazakhstan?
Oh, gosh. I would say just the people themselves. Everyone there was so friendly, and you have people from all over. You know, there are Russians there. There were people from Asia. It was an old Russian territory. The country, I believe, or the area we were in, at least, was about half Muslim. But everyone seemed to meld and get together pretty well and enjoy themselves. People were not so much into their own groups, but they all worked together. They gathered together. So it was quite interesting. There's a lot of culture there as well. Just learning about some of the local culture was interesting.
I have to tell you, a listener came up to me the other day and he said, I like that conversation you had with that guy who was in Lithuania. And I went, no, it was Kazakhstan. He went, okay, Lithuania, Kazakhstan, they all speak Russian, don't they? And I went, no, not really.
Well, there were two languages there. Primarily it was Russian, but there's also the local Cossack language that was spoken, and some English, but the Russian was primary and Cossack.
Last time you were on the show, Shane, I asked you what American food you missed while you were in Kazakhstan. So what food over there do you miss now that you're back in the United States?
Some of your listeners might not like this, but I actually miss eating horse meat. And there were some dishes made with horse that was, they were interesting. And I enjoy trying new foods. The other thing that I can say was that some of the vegetables that we picked up, particularly carrots, they were so sweet. I mean, they were amazing when they come out fresh. They were huge, but absolutely the sweetest carrots I've ever had.
Well, they say Houston is the most culturally diverse city in the United States, maybe even the world, who knows. So I think there's a concept restaurant there in the waiting, Kazakhstanian cuisine, if that's even a word. Are you ready to open your own restaurant?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You know, as much as I like to cook, I can't imagine having to do it for others getting paid for, because they're pretty much going to have to eat whatever I decide to cook. I'm a little selfish that way.
Well, we can only imagine how unique a Cajun foodie was in Kazakhstan. Did you prepare any traditional Cajun dishes for your friends over there?
Oh, absolutely. I made gumbo. I made duck and shrimp gumbo for one dinner one evening. We could get fresh ducks well there, and we cooked roasted duck sometimes. A few other things that we cooked, but just really whatever ingredients were available, you know, I put my little Cajun twist to it wherever I could. In fact, I was thinking back here. I had a reminder that popped up on my phone for New Year's when I was there last year. I stuffed some quail, I deboned some quail, and I stuffed them with pate and dried fruits and nuts, and roasted them, and they were excellent.
I can only imagine. Did the Kazakhstanians enjoy that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. It was something different for them. One of the other things that I did do when I was there was my mother sent me a care package and included a quart bag of fresh pecans, and I roasted them in a little Cajun seasoning and had some of the friends over. And they all wanted to know where they could get some more of these.
Shane is one of our favorite backyard chefs. But the last time you were on the show, Shane, I asked you, how many outdoor cookers do you own? And you kind of dodged the question. You said all your cookers were still packed away from your move back, and you really didn't answer that question. So I'm going to ask it again. How many outdoor cookers do you own, Shane?
Oh, I've got three or four, and I've got all sorts of gadgets, Randy. The one that I'm missing right now that I'm looking forward to pulling out of storage is my sous vide machine that was given to me as a gift from a friend of mine. And one of my brothers has gotten one recently and has been sending me pictures of some of the things he's done with it. I went on a hunting trip with him recently where his son killed a nice older buck, and he took the hind quarter and stuck it in his sous vide machine and cooked it for 48 hours at about 120 degrees. And it came, the pictures look absolutely amazing. He said it was perfect. It was a nice medium rare pink, and it was his tender just falling off the bone, which I would not have expected for an old deer.
Sous vide is amazing. So fill us in on some of the things you've been grilling since you came back, or maybe slow cooking or whatever on one of these outdoor cookers that you finally unpacked. And don't short change us. Tell us all the details.
Okay. Well, I did get my old Smoky, and I've done a few steaks on it. Nothing really fancy, but I wanted to get out and get my cooking again. You know, when you get away from it a little bit, you forget all your little processes to get the fire just right. And I kind of struggled with it at first, but I got some nice thick ribeye steaks and cooked that on the old Smoky. Smoked a couple of lakes of fresh boudin. I got some fresh boudin when I was in Louisiana, and I wanted them smoked, so I stuck them out there on there for a bit and got a nice smoked flavor on them to heat them up, and that was really nice. I've got some other projects that I'd like to do, and I just haven't quite got set up the way I'd like to yet, but, you know, I've got a whole bunch of cooking projects in mind right now.
We traditionally make our first meal of the new year, black-eyed peas for good luck, cabbage for financial prosperity, the green leaves symbolizing money, obviously. You are a Cajun, so I can't imagine that you don't have a great recipe for both of those things.
Well, actually, what I do with my cabbage here this year, then, is I chopped up a head of cabbage and cooked it with some fresh pork Cajun sausage and a little bit of spicy tomato sauce, and it was quite excellent. May have been a little spicier for my guests than they would have liked, but it was perfect for me, obviously.
And black-eyed peas?
Yeah, for black-eyed peas, I like to cook them slowly and either put in a piece of tasso in there, chopped up, or a pork hock, a smoked pork hock if I have one. My preference is actually tasso and then serve it over rice. Absolutely love it that way.
And I know, you being from Arnoville, that you got to have a great recipe for cornbread.
Well, I'm going to have to plead on that one. I don't have a great cornbread recipe. My grandmother used to cook cornbread for us all of the time, kind of a hot water cornbread that we would eat for breakfast. And I haven't quite perfected duplicating hers. I can get it close, but not exactly. And it's one of those dishes that's just, it grows on you and you love it because it's something you've had as a child. And it's basically white cornbread that is taken and scalded with hot water and stuck in a hot skillet. I like to use a small cast iron skillet with just a pinch of soda in it and a little bit of salt, and cook it till I toast the bottom, and I'll flip it over and toast the other side and make it look like a pancake. Now, all my family always ate theirs in milk, just like you would a cereal, but I happen to love mine with a nice big blob of cane syrup on top.
Okay, you're going to have to come over to my house then and learn how to make cornbread the way my wife makes it, because Lord have mercy, it's like cake. It's the most wonderful stuff in the world, and you smother it in butter. My goodness, I can't imagine eating black-eyed peas and cabbage without cornbread.
Well, that's the one thing I'm going to have to take you up on, because I've never been much of a baker, but that does sound absolutely excellent.
Oh, it is, too. You'd love it. And we always love to talk to Shane Mesh, who's a Cajun now living in Texas. There's a lot of those. But he once lived in Kazakhstan. Most importantly, I guess, is he's a dedicated foodie friend forever and a frequent guest here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Thanks for giving us a few minutes, Shane. We know you have a real job. And Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, Randy. I look forward to another year of cooking and maybe sharing some more stories with you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, to paraphrase the old song, when I'm weary, feeling small, I always turn to my old buddy from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show for a smile and a giggle. Fred Olson, how you doing, pal?
Doing fine, but you're referencing Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'd love that.
Actually, it's Art Garfunkel. That's
Bridge Over Troubled Water, right?
Good job. You know, my ability to recall song titles and the artists and sometimes even the year absolutely drives my wife crazy. We can be driving down the road. We'll hear a song on the radio from back when we were young,
yep.
And I'll start singing along, and she'll just roll her eyes and say, okay, go ahead. Ask me. I know you want to.
I'll look at her, I'll go, you were in high school with this song. But, you know, I actually, excuse me, I remember, I can actually see the record on the turntable. I can remember oftentimes the record company like RCA or Decca or Columbia. And I remember the label spinning at Kilt back when we used to play 45s.
Yep.
Because sometimes Bill Young would have those two stacks, and those are the hot songs were on 45s. And I actually remember from the time I was a kid, record spinning on a turntable. Oddly enough, I ended up in radio. Go figure.
Speaking of kids, I bet the kids are looking at the radio right now going, turntables?
Yeah. were they like hip-hop DJs? Yo, man. No, we were actual DJs.
Well, let's start with New Year's Eve, my friend. What did you and Bev do for the big night?
Hold on, I gotta do a radio thing and clear my throat.
Okay.
Better. For New Year's, we went to some friends who live in Flatonia. She's an amazing cook, but outdoor cookers, you're going to love this. So Jay, my good buddy Jay, who loves to smoke meat. I mean, he's really good at it. He and his whole family, they're like scientific about it sometimes. He gets this big, beautiful prime rib. I mean, a nice one, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he goes totally against what he normally does, and he smokes things, you know, with hickory or with pecan, but he has one of those pellet smokers.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at him, I said, man, that's sacrilege. He goes, but wait till you taste it. And it was some of the best prime rib I've ever had. But it was done on a pellet smoker, and it made me think, you know, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. If I ever save up enough money for my paper route, I'm going to buy one.
Rick Allspaw, my buddy at Allspaw's Ace Hardware up in Kingwood.
Oh, they're wonderful, man. That's an amazing store.
It is. And he was telling us about the Traeger pellet grills. They are so advanced, Fred, that you can set a remote thermometer to a certain temperature, and the grill will automatically turn off when the core of the meat is just the right temperature.
Get out.
Isn't that something?
Because Jay, he cooked it on a Traeger the other night. And I was asking him, you know, what do the pellets cost? What kind did you use? And if you ever get into those, I know people who will mix, start out with like pecan, and maybe use a little bit of mesquite, then maybe a bit of apple, just to give the meat this interesting flavored ring. So,
well, my wife gave me a Weber Bluetooth connected thermometer for Christmas.
Nice.
And it's even got different colors to put on the probe, so you'll know which cut of meat you're actually measuring, and then it connects to your iPhone and lets you know when the meat is the right internal temperature. It doesn't cut off the grill, but it does tell you, you know, anything to cut down on stupid Randy grilling mistakes.
I've got one that I could carry the remote with me, and it'll let me know. And I can set it for chicken or pork or beef or whatever internal temp I'm looking for. And again, if you're going to do that sort of thing, take it off 10 degrees earlier than what you want, generally, I think, because it continues to cook another 10 minutes afterwards. So I remember we cooked a prime rib, and I pulled it off at 135, which is what I wanted, but it cooked to 140 and overcooked a little. So pull it off 10 degrees sooner, let it rest, it's still cooking, okay? Just a thought.
Cold weather drives a lot of backyard chefs inside, but I actually enjoy grilling in the cold. Bundle up and fire up, you know what I'm saying?
I haven't done that. 22 degrees, a little chilly for me. And standing out there going, come on.
So you don't cook outside this time of year?
Well, this time of year, you mean this 20-degree weather? No, no. No, we'll go to the freezer and pull out something that's already been cooked. I have ribs I cooked months ago that I vacuum seal.
Ah.
And I could pull those out and you know, slowly heat them. Don't microwave, slowly heat them. and they taste pretty good.
Well, we like to skewer shrimp this time of year. And, of course, there's no better place for that than Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. But if you're going to skewer shrimp, speaking of bundling up, you got to wrap them up in bacon. Otherwise, it's just a waste of good charcoal. You know what I mean?
Hey, charcoal ain't cheap, man. You're looking at 10 bucks a bag, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's cost you $10 to cook that thing anyway. Do it the way you want to do it, man. Load it up.
And Dave Fremont over at Boyd's One Stop, he also gave us a great recipe for grilled oysters.
Ooh.
But my problem with grilled oysters is they never seem to make it more than about 2 or 3 feet away from the grill.
Oh, you know, you mentioned shrimp and oysters. That suddenly sounds good. I would go outside to cook shrimp. I would do that.
Well, chef's treat, you know. I mean, they're poppers anyway, right?
Right.
Do you ever grill oysters, Fred?
I haven't done that, but I was watching a cooking show the other day where they were doing clams on an open... No, they were doing it on the grill. And they looked really good, but they were huge clams, not these little, like, can't remember the name, cherry stones, the things we often get down here. They were gigantic. But now you're making me hungry for seafood. I appreciate that. Thank you, because I got nothing out here.
Well, then you need to make a trip over to Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
You know, I'd load up my cooler, bring them back, keep them in the freezer, and just kind of eat them throughout the rest of the winter.
Well, let me suggest you make the trip. It's worth the trip, as an old friend of ours used to say.
What you are saying, this is the Mecca of seafood.
I have another friend who told me that he has better luck with ribs in cold weather because he can keep the temperature low on his cheap grill in the backyard.
Well, that makes sense, too. And again, I use those St. Louis style where there's more fat and there's more room for error.
And I need all the room for error I can get.
Exactly. People go, these are great. I said, I don't know how I did it, but it came out good again.
Well, please tell me you don't do ribs indoors in the oven.
No, no. You know, there are times I'll finish them in there if I got people coming. And things are going to get hectic and I don't want to miss running out and pulling them off at the right time. But, yeah, I'll let them go 3.5-4 hours, but then I'll put them in at like 170 to kind of keep them warm, and so it kind of stops that heavy cooking and smoking process. But yeah, I've had no issues with it so far. If my wife's happy, I'm happy.
Okay, I admit it. I do it too. I put them in the oven to finish them. Yes, I do.
Why not? I mean, again, if you're having a crowd of people, you want things hot, you want things ready, and that's the hardest thing for me as a man. I don't know how women do it. They get everything to come out at the right time. That's hard for me.
Well, that's why they make these little remote thermometers for us guys.
That's one of the greatest additions to outdoor cooking ever. But I haven't hooked it. I haven't got it on my iPhone yet, so I don't know. You know, certain tech. I mean, they're talking about how you want. I don't want one of those things in my house. I go, hey, play my favorite song or change the channel. I'm already on my butt enough anyway without having somebody else do everything for me electronically. But there's a new thing coming out from the Evil Empire, the people call it. And it's going to be some huge, good-sounding music service thing you can talk to. So I don't need that. I think I still like to get up and walk around the room every once in a while.
Well, with Christmas in the rearview mirror and, of course, New Year's also in the rearview mirror, I ate way too much. My skinny jeans suddenly became skinnier for some reason. So I guess we need to do a show on how to lose the holiday weight. Are you up for that?
You know, actually, I am. And January is the month we reset our bodies around the Olson Ranch. That's what we do every January. January 1, we start over. We cut out. Well, do you want to save it?
Yeah, let's do. Let's save that for another show where you can explain it in greater detail.
Okay.
Because we'll talk about eating some low-fat foods and how to grill them out on the grill and, you know, do them in tasty ways.
Well, sure.
But at the same time, we'll mix in some exercise and your cleansing technique.
Well, here's two. I'll leave you with this thought, too. And it's something we say every January. You wake up after, you know, you've kind of gotten into it a couple of weeks or a week or so, and you go, man, it feels good to feel good.
And the old kitchen timer is telling us that it's time to take this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show off the grill. So I love you, buddy. All the best to you and Bev, and let's talk next week. Okay, pal?
I like that. All the sports shows say, let's tee this up. You say, let's take it off the grill. I like that better.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up with me?